NPR's business news begins with new numbers on global growth. We now have a decent picture of recent economic growth in the United States, Japan, and the countries that use the euro. The numbers in each of those three areas tell different stories. The United States grew at a 2.8% annual pace in the last 3 months. It's not bad, it's been worse. Japan was at 1.9%, and Eurozone countries hardly grew at all, 0.4%. To figure out what lessons we can learn from all of this, we turn, as we often do, to David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, so the U.S., Japan, the European Union, each has a little different approach to the economy and got somewhat different results here. Can we learn anything from the differences?
Right. In a way, they're running a real-time economic experiment. Now, it's important to remember there are differences among them. The U.S. has a growing population. The others don't. The U.S. has been out of recession for 4 years now. The Eurozone countries only for 6 months. But the contrast is instructive, particularly in the way that they're using fiscal policy, that's government, tax, and spending, and monetary policy, that's what the central bank, the Fed, does, interest rates, printing money, and stuff like that.
Okay, 2.8% for the United States. Now, in past economic expansions, that would not be anything really to brag about, but that's actually a lot better than we've done. Does this mean the United States is doing the right things?
I don't think so. I mean, yes, it's better than the other big economies are doing, but it's not very fast. And the problem is the Fed is rowing one way, doing everything it can to help the economy grow faster, and the president and the Congress are rowing in the other direction by raising taxes earlier this year and now by letting these across-the-board spending cuts that we in Washington call the sequester bite. Mm-hmm. So like Janet Yellen, who's going to be the next Fed chairman if she's confirmed by the Senate, said last week, fiscal policy has been working at cross purposes to monetary policy. She and a lot of other economists say the U.S. economy could be growing faster if Congress weren't so preoccupied with cutting spending right now.
If they were not. What about other countries? Are the governments in other countries working in a more coordinated fashion?
Yes, take the case of Japan. Now, it's got plenty of troubles, as we know, but since they elected a new prime minister last year and he replaced the head of the central bank, they've been pretty much rowing in the same direction. So that's pulled Japan out of the mud, and it seems to have brought an end to a particularly stubborn case of deflation, which is falling prices.
And then there's the question of Europe.
Right. Now, in the 17 countries that share the euro, the currency of the euro, neither fiscal or monetary policy is pulling very hard on the oars at all. A couple of weaker countries like Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Italy are being forced to cut spending and raise taxes despite very high unemployment. Germany and the other stronger countries aren't willing to offset that. And the European Central Bank, that's their equivalent of the Federal Reserve, has been much less aggressive than either the Fed or the Bank of Japan, in part because it has doubts whether its tools do much good, and in part because there's a lot of resistance from the Germans. So Europe's growing extremely slowly, and unemployment's over 12% there.
I guess the Germans, unlike the Fed in the United States, they don't have a duty to have low employment or low unemployment, right? I mean, their job is just to avoid inflation.
Well, but they have low employment in their own country, and they're not willing to tolerate more inflation in Germany or more debt in Germany in order to get the rest of the European countries to grow faster.
Just a few seconds here, David, but you suggested earlier that the United States officials are not cooperating very much, the Fed and Congress. Should they be cooperating more?
Well, the world embraced the idea that central banks should be independent because it was thought that if politicians set interest rates, we'd end up with a lot of inflation. But that doesn't mean the two sides shouldn't talk to each other. And the Fed is saying as politely as it can now to Congress, you could help us if you weren't doing the wrong thing right now.
Okay, David, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.